Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. So excited to be here today. It's been such an exciting week for me because you may know if you follow me on social media that I got my book proofs in the mail and The Essential Guide to Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Total Health and Fitness. I got my proofs in my hand, and it's just going to be a matter of days, actually, before the book gets released. We're ahead of schedule, actually, on Amazon. And, of course, I've talked about being able to do a book launch in New York City. I was in New York City last weekend. It was a taped show. I was attending our World Fitness Conference, a conference that I have had the pleasure of presenting at in the past. And, of course, I went by Whole Foods, and that's where I'll be launching my book on April 24th, and that's going to be in Manhattan. So excited for that opportunity. And also the next day I will be on stage with a bunch of fellow authors around the world, launching it on stage at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition World Conference in Manhattan. So that's going on at the end of May. So I'm a little ahead of schedule with my book. And my mom's birthday is April 26th. She's home with the Lord right now. But I wanted that to be my official launch date, and I'm keeping it. So anyways, you know, that's all coming up, and I'm very excited. I'm also excited for a good friend of mine, actually a former student of mine and a business partner of mine, Karen Calandra. She's just released her book this week, and I'm just so excited for her, too, because she has been, you know, working as hard as I have to do it, and she's going to be actually joining me in a few weeks on the air here, and we'll be interviewing her. But today I have four guests I'm so excited about. Author Erica Bartlett will be joining me in a few minutes. She's calling in from Maine, and we'll be talking about her book, Winning the Losing Battle, A True Story of Weight Transformation. She lost 130 pounds, and we're going to find out how she did that and talk to her in just a little bit. And also, my good friends Kim and John Wielosinski, they will be joining us in just a little bit as well. John Wielosinski, we've been following his story. I've interviewed him on the air here. Wonderful, wonderful man of God, wonderful family of God. And he recently, this past week, was blessed with a heart transplant. And he's actually going to be joining us on the phone with his wife, Kim, in just a few minutes. And I'm very excited to speak with them. They have been steadfast in their faith, you know, in their walk with God. And I'm so excited to hear from them and, you know, just hear his voice because we miss them terribly. And we're also doing a fundraiser for the Wielosinskis. They have 5 children. So we'll be talking to them later on in the show. And then Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine will be joining us. And we are going to be talking about, you know, preventing and treating injuries non-surgically. So that'll come later on in the show. So I'm so excited to talk to our first guest, and that is Erica Bartlett. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm so intrigued by your book, Winning the Losing Battle, which is on Amazon.com, A True Story of Weight Loss and Transformation. You lost 130 pounds, Erica.
I did. Yeah, and kept it off for now over 10 years.
Wow. Well, when we come back from hearing from our endorsed sponsors, I want to spend a few minutes hearing about your story and about your book. Can you hang with us?
I sure can.
All right. So this is Erica Bartlett, Winning the Losing Battle, A True Story of Weight Loss and Transformation. She gained and then lost 130 pounds. So we'll be right back with her. And then following that, we'll check in with John and Kim Wielosinski. John is a heart transplant recipient. And we're going to see how he's doing. And then later on in the show, Dr. Michael Cicchetti. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva. Today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. So in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to John and Kim Wielozinski. Kim and John are going to be joining us live over the phone. John just received a heart. He is a recipient of a wonderful, healthy heart, and we have been praying for him. We're going to be hearing from them. And then later on in the show, Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine will be joining us, and you will have a chance to win a one-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club. So don't go anywhere. Right now, I have international author Erica Bartlett on the phone with me. Good morning, Erica, again. Are you there? Hi. So you wrote the book Winning the Losing Battle, A True Story of Weight Loss and Transformation on Amazon.com, and you gained and then lost 130 pounds. Is that right? Erica?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm hearing background noise. I'm not quite sure why.
Oh,
But, yes, yeah, so I did. Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, yeah, so I did go through quite a transformation in that whole period of spending the majority of my teenage and young adult years gaining weight until I weighed close to 260 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm only 5 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then when I was in 2000 was when I turned 24, and that was unfortunately also the year that I lost my mom to cancer.
I'm sorry.
And thank you. And that was very much a turning point for me in making me really reevaluate my life and what I wanted to be doing, and decided that, you know, if I really wanted to lose weight, then I would have to find my own way of doing it. And so over the next 2.5 years, I lost 130 pounds.
Wow, over 2.5 years. So I imagine you were eating healthy food.
For the most part, yeah. You know, at the time I was, I wasn't that well-versed in nutrition, but I was certainly, you know, had the basics of, okay, more fruits and vegetables and fewer potato chips and French fries and that type of thing, and you know, cutting back on the sweets and just the, all the sorts of things that we normally hear about.
And you're a graduate of IIN?
I am.
Okay.
I graduated, yeah, in 2012.
So the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So obviously when you went through that, then you realized that, you know, it was so much a part of, you know, the whole foods and everything that we need to be eating is not processed food, I imagine.
Yes. Yeah. And I, you know, that was a great program, and it was, you know, part of a lot around that time was around the time also that I started thinking that maybe I should share my story with other people, that it could help others who were in a similar situation.
And so you are a climber as well, right?
I am. I do. I really enjoy getting out for walks and going hiking. It's one of my favorite activities in the summer.
You had a goal that you, what was your goal that you wanted to do?
My very definite goal, so just to go back a little bit, part of my whole frustration and every time I tried to lose weight was the fact that I was not able to climb Mount Katahdin. This was a big deal because my family went to Baxter State Park in Maine every summer, and climbing that mountain was very important to my mom. And she got me up it when I was 10, but then I was never able to do it again. And and so after she passed away, you know, was that I had never been able to climb it again with her. So my goal for losing weight was to be able to climb it and scatter her ashes from the top.
Aww. Well, you know, it's funny how our life experiences, you know, change us and motivate us. I also lost my father and my sister to, and my mom. And, you know, so it's you know, when you go through those kinds of things, it does something to you. It changes you. And mm-hmm. So I love the pictures in your book as well. You, on the back of your book, you have a picture of you 130 pounds heavier than I imagine you are today.
Yep.
And it's a very inspirational book, and it's an easy read. So I encourage people to buy it. Winning the Losing Battle, A True Story of Weight Loss and Transformation on Amazon.com. And do you have a website, Erica?
I do. It is rediscoveringfoodmaine.com.
Rediscovering Food Maine, because you're from Maine.
Because I'm from Maine, yes.
.com. Awesome. Well, for anyone who wants to get inspired about losing weight and a true story, you lost 130 pounds, lost, gained and lost. I wish you all the best on your book, Erica. I'm so glad that you got to join us today. I'm sorry we don't have a lot of time, but I'm glad you got to join us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate your kind words about my book.
Thank you. Well, you know, keep going and persevere, and I'm happy to be a fellow IIN graduate with you. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so that was Erica Bartlett. She wrote the book Winning the Losing Battle, A True Story of Weight Loss and Transformation. She gained and lost 130 pounds, and, you know, losing her mom, she said, kind of inspired her. And, of course, losing my mom and my sister and my father inspired me in writing my book, too. It just hits you in the heart when you're going through things like that. And you just feel like, I think you feel like you have so much you want to share with people. I really believe that God, you know, takes us to a place in our lives. It's really during the trials. There's nothing like walking through life's trials to bring you to your knees and the realization that you know, you need God to carry you through those kinds of moments. And, you just realize God's sovereignty, you know, when you're walking through illnesses and when you're walking through, losing loved ones on this planet. It just takes you to a place that you can't even imagine. And that's, you know, a lot of what my book is about as well, is just, you know, really realizing the fact that, you know, without God, there is nothing that we can really do, in terms of walking through challenges in our life and, those trials. I just don't even know how people do it. And, it's about faith in God, and realizing that it doesn't matter if, you know, you're trying to lose weight, gain weight, save your marriage, help your children, get a job, find a career, change your health. You need God. And so, with God, all things are possible. Miracles do happen. And of course, we're going to be talking to my good friends John and Kim Wielosinski and talk about miracles. There has been one miracle after another with this situation that they have been faced. And John Wielosinski has been walking around in heart failure, working, and in heart failure for months. The incredible, incredible faith that he has had through all of this. I just want to cry right now while I'm talking about it, because it's just so awesome what God has done in their life. And so when we come back, I'm going to get my Kleenex, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by John and Kim Wielosinski. We're going to hear about his walk, and also the fact that he received this heart miraculously, a wonderful heart that God has allowed him to receive. And he's a walking miracle. So you'll hear his story when we come back. And then later on in the show, Dr. Michael Cicchetti will be joining us from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. And if you have any kind of injuries or anything like that, you'll want to, of course, listen in, because you can treat those injuries non-surgically from Buffalo Spine and Sport, cutting-edge treatments that they have there. And they've helped me. I know they will help you. And again, you'll have a chance to win a one-month membership from the Buffalo Athletic Club. So Ken is on the lines. And John and Kim are on the line waiting. And when we come back, we'll be talking to them live. Stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board-certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure, and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, April 9th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Back. We are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And right now on the line is our good friends Kim and John Wielozinski. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good.
Well, Kim,
we are good.
We have been praying for you guys, as you know. John has been on my show. We have been following, obviously, his journey and his incredible steadfast faith in God as he's been in heart failure for several months here. But this week, as God would have it, he was the recipient of a healthy heart. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord. It's been really wonderful. And the whole process has been unique and wonderful. And the staff here, this medical center, is wonderful. They're very loving. They win the Love Award. It's great because it's the whole person. And so we're on the process of the road of recovery.
Awesome. And you're in the hospital right now with John, right?
Yeah, we're in the hospital, and the days have been so busy. Monday through Friday here at the hospital, it's happened. There's so much. And then on the weekend, I'm noticing it's different. It's calmer. There's not a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. During the week, there's every half an hour they're coming in for different things they have to do. And I commented to that to somebody. And they were like, yes, it's like night and day, Monday through Friday. It's so much activity, and on the weekends, it's nice. It's calmer, but still a lot gets done, too. It's kind of quiet activity. So
well,
it's great.
We're glad
but
that...
I wanted...
Go ahead.
You're glad.
Well, we're glad that you have been blogging, and how is John doing?
Good. Well, that's what I was going to say. We only have a small amount of time, and I wanted to get him on the line.
Yes.
So here he is.
Oh, good.
Hi, Robbie.
John, how are you?
Doing great.
It is just amazing, although we know the Lord and he is amazing, and that you're on the phone, and how it's only been days since you've received your heart, right?
Yep, since Monday morning.
That is incredible. Praise the Lord. And how do you feel?
I feel great. I really feel... You know, we prayed that it would be even better than we could imagine, and I think it really has been. You know, I was on my feet within a couple days and up on a regular floor by out of intensive care within a little over 2 days from the transplant itself, and I really couldn't be more ecstatic. I mean, it's really, in some senses, the beginning of a journey, and there's a lot to do, and a lot to be vigilant about. And I appreciate everyone's continued. Well, I appreciate everyone's prayers thus far, of course, but I appreciate everyone's continued prayers as well, because there's still some hurdles to overcome. Yeah. But you know, so far, all the news is good.
Well, praise God. I mean, his hands have been all over this, and I know, as I said, your faith has been such a testimony, John, your entire family, their faith. We actually had a meeting at our house last night. My husband, as you know, Jeff, your best friend, he was so cute, you know, talking about putting together a fundraiser for you guys. And your daughter, Laura, was there. And she, we all went around the room and introduced ourselves and talked about why we were there, how we met you guys and everything else. And your daughter, Laura, was so poised and so strong. And she talked about how you have been such a positive, godly, you know, role model for her, and that your faith never wavered in God through this entire thing, and that you knew that God would provide, and that, you know, you're just your hope and faith in Him just spoke volumes to her, and the entire, you know, family, the kids. So it was just so beautiful to hear her speak about how, what an influence you have been, you know, is her father in her life. And so we are, all of us have been praying for you. We are organizing a fundraiser for your family. It will be May 1st, Friday, May 1st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the chapel at Cross Point. And we will also have, you know, online donations if people aren't local that they can are able to donate, because I know there is a need, John. You have five kids, and even though I know you don't, you know, you never ask for anything, I know that of you. We want to do this for you and your family. We realize Kim is there. You know, she can't work. She's your caretaker, and it is going to be a long haul. But we're so, so grateful to God, John, that, you know, this miracle is happening with you, and we will continue to pray. So you're, I mean, how does it feel to have a new heart?
Well, it's hard to describe. You know, I didn't know what to expect. Maybe I knew a little bit of what to expect from talking to some folks, but, you just don't know until it happens. And, you know, I've, a lot of the symptoms I've been experiencing for years, are already, you know, starting to heal up or are healed up, you know, that were being caused by very weakened heart. And, I even have other symptoms that have gone away that I didn't know even had anything to do with my heart. I thought it was just normal.
Wow.
And now that I've got a new heart, it's like, just one thing real briefly. I can breathe better at night. I used to get a stuffy head and I didn't know why. And, you know, it's only been a few days, but it's like I've got a different sinus system since I have a new heart. Something I wasn't expecting. You know, it's hard to distinguish everything right now because I'm still healing from the surgery and, you know, I'm still sore and all that kind of thing. But I still got some tubes and wires hooked up, which I'm hoping are coming out today.
Mm.
you know, I really can't ask things to be any better. And, you know, one of the things I want to praise the Lord for, too, is, you know, there's a lot of prayers that I prayed for years that I didn't know if God was ever going to answer in the affirmative. Prayers that I thought were according to God's will, and I think they were. But just prayers to, you know, for me to be more bold in many ways and to open my mouth about the Lord with people that, you know, that tend to be a little more hardened towards the gospel. And this has just opened the door to do that. I mean, me being in the situation, it's like I've got a free pass from just about anybody to share about the Lord, because you know, that's, you know, people turn to the Lord or maybe even turn to you know, false spiritual solutions in some cases when they you know, encounter some big challenges. And you know, but people give them a pass, and I feel like I've got a free pass for the rest of my life here to, you know, to tell the Lord's great works.
Absolutely, John, and I remember you being on my show and saying that, you know, you were actually thanking God for the situation that you were in, for, you know, the heart failure that you were in, and for using you. And my goodness gracious, I'm so excited, and everyone is so excited to see what God is about to do here. He has already done amazing miracles with you. But, you know, I know that he's going to use you in mighty ways, as he already has, because you have been such a testimony. I mean, you know, we go through life, you know, worried about our car or work or this or that, and here you are, you know, just trusting in God the entire way, steadfast faith, in believing that, you know, whatever happens, it's going to be his will, good or bad, you said, you know, and it's going to be, you know, his will. And you prayed for his will to be done. And I'm so grateful. And we all are so grateful that you are doing well. I just cannot even believe you just had the heart on Monday and you're talking with us today. So appreciate the fact that you're joining us. I'm sure that you're tired and weak, and, but I appreciate it. And we want to continue to check in with you. Can we do that?
Of course.
Yes, we miss you guys so much. We miss you. And we're going to, you know, we're here working on your fundraiser, and then also, of course, you know, taking meals to the kids. Anyone can go on the Facebook page that I have set up. And, of course, my husband set up the blog for you guys, Wheel of Wonders. And there is also a website that our friend Karen set up for the meals. And so it's just been an entire community coming together, John, for your family, because you have been such a testimony for all of us and for God, you know, to all of us, I should say.
Well, I thank you and everyone that's been part of that for doing that. It's humbling, and I wasn't expecting it. And, you know, it's really just amazing. I appreciate it.
Well, can I pray for you, John?
Yes, you certainly may.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the beautiful heart that you gave John. And we are so grateful, Lord, for all the blessings. For his family, for him to be here, for the beat of his heart and the breath in his lungs right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we just ask you to continue to pour your Holy Spirit over John and his family, and really everyone who's listening right now who is struggling in one way, shape, or form. And, Lord, we just know your sovereignty, Lord, and we thank you for that sovereignty. And we ask you to continue to bless those in need, like John and his family, and help us to remember that you are sovereign, Lord. So then what we try to, you know, put our hands on the wheel, Lord, just help us to remember that you are sovereign and that you are in control. And if we put our faith and trust in you, that you will make our path straight. Lord, once again, thank you so much for the heart that John has received. And we ask you for continued blessing as he goes through the healing process, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, amen. John,
amen.
Do you, John, have, or Kim, have any idea how long you'll be there, or do you not know?
At this point, no. Mm-hmm. Hoping to be out of the hospital in a few days, but beyond that, yeah, I'm waiting for doctor's orders.
Okay. That's even amazing that you're thinking, you know, that the plan is to be out of the hospital in a few days with just having the heart less than a week away. But
yeah, it's pretty crazy, but
well, I know you,
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, and I'm thankful for the world-class doctors that you have there. Well, John, we are all praying for you and Kim, and we will continue to do that, and we'll talk to you soon again, okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for having us on again, Robbie.
God bless you guys. We love you.
All right. Thank you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. That's just amazing. Amazing to see what God is doing in the lives of John and his family there. All right. So we're going to switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to stop crying, and we are going to talk to Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. He's my doctor, and I'm telling you, if you have any kind of pain or discomfort or injuries, you need to check him out at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine and think about treating that injury non-surgically first. And if surgery, of course, has to happen, we, you know, understand that, but you always want to check out non-surgical treatments first. So when we come back, Dr. Michael Cicchetti in the house. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their five convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
We are back. You will have a chance to win a one-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club in this next half hour. With Dr. Michael Cicchetti is here from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Good. So always so good to see you. And I'm so excited because you're in my book.
Yes, I am. And the book looks fantastic. Cannot wait for my, you know, my own personal copy. Signed.
Yes.
Personally signed.
Well, you will.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You and Corinne will get your copy, and I'm so excited. I'm so grateful for your testimony. But, you know, so many people still are walking around with injuries and pain. And I met you at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine because I wanted to see if I could treat my injury non-surgically. And I was so glad that you helped me out and kept me in action.
Yeah, that's what we do. And please, if there's anybody out there who has, you know, low back pain, neck pain, joint pain, nerve pain, please call in today. This is your chance for a free consultation. I love when folks call in. It just really kind of fires me up.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun thing to do and to be able to offer. So please call in if you have any issues. But if we have the chance, I was going to talk about, you know, the fact that spring is around the corner, the snow that just fell today will eventually melt, and there's a lot of folks out there that like to golf.
Yes.
And so I was going to talk a little bit today maybe about golf-related injuries.
Yes, let's do it. And, you know, I also wanted to mention that we're going to be kicking off the Raw Truth Recharge at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine again in April. And
yes,
that I'll be doing a free seminar. Everyone's welcome. You don't need to be a patient of Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine.
Nope.
Public's open. It's going to be on Tuesday, the 21st of April. And then our 12-week classes start next Tuesday.
Yep, and that'll be at our Williamsville office, which is 100 College Parkway. Okay.
Yes, that's wonderful. And so I'm very excited to be, we've had a full house there with our 12-week class.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So, you know, yes, you know, this is the time, I mean, after this winter that we've had, people mm-hmm. want to break loose. They're going to be biking, skating, golfing, doing everything they could possibly do.
Yes, and so we want to prepare people for those activities. And golf is such a big activity that is growing by leaps and bounds with youth, but even more so with all age groups. In fact, the biggest percentage of golfers is going to be in the middle age to senior golfers, those who are over the age of 50. And in senior golfers, there's already the potential for injury because many senior golfers may have pre-existing orthopedic problems like osteoarthritis. They may have cardiovascular issues that may impact their ability to be on the course, to walk the course, or to participate. Golf, it's a leisure activity. In fact, in 2007, the Surgeon General stated that golf met criteria for mild to moderate type of activity for cardiovascular health. And there has been research done that shows that if you're able to walk the course and you're walking 3 to 4 miles for 18 holes, it meets criteria to getting a good workout in. And people who have done some good research have shown decreases in blood pressure, decreased risk for stroke, and lower cholesterol levels in people who golf on a regular basis who walk the course.
Wow. That's interesting. Yes. Because people, most people feel like, you know, that isn't a good workout, but it's good to know it is.
Oh, absolutely. If you're walking 3 to 4 miles,
yeah,
it's an excellent workout. I mean, and I don't walk the course each time I play, but if I finish 18 holes, I mean, I could sleep for 10 hours.
Wow.
Afterwards. It's a tiring activity. But what people don't realize often is that golf is not just a leisure activity. There are a lot of injuries that are associated with golf. In fact, back in 2006, there was an article in the literature that showed that there were over 50,000 ER visits in 1 year just from golf-related injuries. So it's a great activity, but if you're not careful, you can hurt yourself playing golf. The number one golf-related type of injury in males and female is going to be low back pain.
Hmm.
It's higher in males than in females for both amateur and professionals. So low back pain is by far and away the number one golf-related injury, and we can talk a little bit about why. The second most common injury is going to be to the elbow, either to the outer elbow, which is typically called tennis elbow, and then to the inner part of the elbow, which is more commonly called golfer's elbow. And then the shoulder is third, and then the wrist is fourth, and then the knee is probably the least likely that's going to be injured. But there's many people who will go into a round of 18 holes, and they don't understand all of the biomechanics and all of the force loads that go into the golf swing. And if they're not warmed up, and especially if they've got swing faults that are causing them to overuse certain muscle groups and put too much force and torque through the swing, it is very, very easy to end up with a back injury or to an injury of the shoulder or the elbow. And so that's what we're trying to do at Buffalo Spine and Sports is to capture, you know, an audience and get folks to be able to be on the course longer, understand the biomechanics, and stay healthy so that they can hit more golf balls, buy more greens fees, and stay on the course. And so actually, myself and one of my physical therapists and one of our physician assistants, we actually went to Washington, D.C. in October, and we got certified through the Titleist Performance Institute, which is called TPI. And they're probably the leading group in the world that certifies professionals in golf-specific functional exercise and screens. And it's all research-based to be able to identify where people may have biomechanical issues, whether their hip joints aren't moving well enough, whether or not they have muscle imbalances or swing faults that could impact their ability to either perform and also put them at risk for injury. It's a wonderful course, and it's a lot of the stuff that we already do
right.
in the clinic, and so it was a perfect fit. It was right in our wheelhouse, and so we came back energized, and mm-hmm. so now I'm one of, just a few folks in the area who has this certification as a physician, and we also have a physical therapist, and so we are really fired up about really being able to help the golf community and keep people from getting injured, and if they are injured, be able to not just treat the injury, but understand what part of the golf swing may be leading to injury. And so that's very powerful for a lot of these folks who really enjoy the game and want to stay out on the course.
Well, you know, it's pretty interesting stuff. I always wondered, honestly, what it is that, because a lot of people do get injured in all different activities. Mm-hmm. But certainly I can see back, elbow, shoulder, wrist, knee. When we come back from our endorsed sponsors, perhaps there's somebody listening right now who, who has one of those injuries. Maybe
there's
got
to be a golfer out there who's
yeah.
got some sort of injury.
Or maybe
you
got to
call in.
Maybe it's not related to golf, right?
Or maybe not. It doesn't have to be.
Right. So 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. You get a free consultation with the doctor today.
Yes, you do.
And, if you have any questions or anything, also, you have a chance to win. The first caller will win a 1-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club if they're from the U.S. And, we want to hear from you, so make sure you call in. It doesn't have to be golf-related. But when we come back, we'll continue on this conversation with Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board-certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure, and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, April 9th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hey everybody, this is Neil Boron. I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. I've struggled with my weight for years, and I finally got the right help from my dear friend Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. She can help you too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and her signature plan, the Raw Truth Recharge, an 8 to 12 week class with a 7 to 14 day detox to help you get the results you're longing for. Whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, hey, it's time you seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. The struggle is a daily one, but this plan will help change your life. For more information, visit our website at robbieraw.com. That's Robbie Raw, RAUGH.com.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
Dr. Michael Cicchetti in the house from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. You can call in and win a membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. The first caller will. And also, of course, if you have any injuries related to golf or not related to golf, he's your guy, okay? He can treat those injuries non-surgically. So we were talking about how, you know, the injuries, number one is back, right?
Yes, correct.
And my good friend Brenda Lacey, she's a wonderful contributor for the Buffalo News and also on WBEN and another station, and she is an avid golfer, has a bad back, and she needs to come in and see you.
So one issue with back pain is folks do not take the time to appropriately warm up or train for the golf season. Golf imparts a tremendous amount of torque and force through the back every time you take a swing, and then you multiply that by the fact that you're taking potentially hundreds of swings throughout a round, and then even on top of that if you're warming up. The two most common positions to be in when somebody hurts their back, especially one of your lumbar discs, is going to be in a forward flexed posture, so bent over at the waist, and twisting through the lumbar spine. Those are the two most common ways we herniate discs in general. And so what is the golf swing doing? It's putting you in a bent over position, and then it's requiring you to go through a tremendous twisting type of rotation into the backswing and then all the way through to follow through. And so if you're doing that multiple times in a row and you do not have good core control, meaning all the muscles around the spine that impart structural integrity to the spine, then you're really putting those lumbar discs at risk. So for the younger golfers, and I'm talking anywhere from teenage years all the way into the 50s, you know, lumbar disc injury is by far and away the most commonly injured part of the lumbar spine. And so a proper warm-up routine, and most folks don't warm up.
Right.
And so they just go straight from the office where they've been sitting all day and their core has not been getting any activity, and they go right out onto the golf course and start swinging with tremendous torques. And if you do that, you put yourself at risk. So stop. Take a break. Spend the extra 5 or 10 minutes to do some core exercise. It's a little bit difficult to explain what kind of exercises to do prior to a warm-up, but turning those core muscles on, and when I say core, I'm meaning the abdominal wall in the front, the obliques on the side, the hoop-like muscle called your transversus abdominis, which kind of surrounds the entire spine. Even your diaphragm and pelvic floor are important to activate. If you can spend a little bit of time just trying to turn on those muscles and then limbering up, getting your hips, you know, to move appropriately and going through a full range of spinal motion and deflection and extension, then you're more prepared to actually start swinging the golf club without injury. And there's been studies that have shown that if people spend 10 minutes warming up before a round of golf, there is a statistically significant difference in a decreased rate of injury versus those who do not take the time to do it. But the majority of us just go right from the office, and I admit, too, I when I'm late for a round, I'm just trying to get there to make the tee time. And it can be very, very challenging to actually spend that extra time warming up. You want to get those extra swings on the driving range, or you want to go putt for a little bit, but you don't take the time to protect yourself.
Right, and so, you know, warming up, you know, my recommendation is warming up, you know, overall to get the blood flowing and everything else, and you're talking specifically about the core muscles and
yes,
maybe some ab work,
yes,
doing abs before you
yeah,
you do it, and some
yeah,
isometrics even.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so some basic things like planks and stuff,
yes,
you know, to really planks, kind of just to engage the core, turn it on,
mm-hmm,
and folks, you know, working the core for the golf swing is probably the best thing you can do to actually enhance your control and also increase your power. The pelvis is the first thing that activates when you start the downswing. And so if the pelvis activates first and it leads you into a very nice downswing, your accuracy, your distance will be better. And so it's not just preventing injury. If you've got a good core and you can control your core throughout the entire backswing and all the way through the swing into follow-through, it's going to enhance your game. You'll hit longer. You'll do better. And it's a forgotten art with a lot of people, but the professionals know that the core is very important.
So if someone does have a back injury or elbow or shoulder or wrist or knee injury, they should not be walking around with that injury right now and thinking that it's going to go away on its own. They need to come in to Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine and get evaluated.
Yeah,
right?
If it's really, really lingering and starting to affect your game or even your daily activities, don't just sit and, you know, complain and just pop ibuprofen. These are things that can fester over time, and it's better to kind of stop and understand what may be causing it. It's very easy for us even to get the help of a golf pro. I won't, you know, sit here and tell people that, you know, I'm an expert at the golf swing as a physician, but working with a golf pro as a physician, which we do, and then having a physical therapist to also implement the exercise program, it's a very powerful way to really tackle some of these people who want to stay on the course all season long, and they don't want to have to deal with injuries long term. There are some injuries that may limit people, you know, for those folks who have severe osteoarthritis of the knee, or they've got spinal stenosis, which is, you know, significant narrowing of the spinal canal. You know, we can't change that medically. We can only modify your activities. But, you know, if anyone's out there just having significant difficulty, whether it's golf or whether it's just at home doing simple chores, don't sit there and live in pain. Come and talk to us, or come and talk to your own private physician and have a plan.
Right, and so that's the thing. I mean, because we don't want to not work out, not do golf, not do the things that we love. And so people, you know, tend to stay away from the things that they love or from working out because they're injured, and that should not be the case. You know, I mean, if you tell them you should not be doing this activity or that activity, yes, absolutely, follow the instructions from your doctor, but don't think it's normal to be walking around with pain and injury. And so they can call Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, 716-626-0093. Again, 716-626-0093. And you have several locations, right?
Yes. We are in Williamsville on College Parkway across from ECC North, right on Young's Road. And then we are in Orchard Park, Sterling Parkway, right off of Mile Strip. And then we have a couple of satellite clinics, one in Lockport and one in Batavia, that are open 1 or 2 days a week.
Buffalo Spine Sports Medicine. People are sending me messages here or questions to ask you, but we're running out of time. So when you come back, which is going to be April 18th.
Yes, April 18th. Next month, I'll be on again. So please mark it on your calendars. Get your questions ready, and I'd love to hear from you.
I'm going to make a point of having you on a little bit longer because we don't have enough time. So, Dr. Michael Cicchetti, Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, I highly recommend if you have any kind of discomfort, go check them out. They treat injuries non-surgically at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm glad you're in my book.
Yeah, and I'm excited too.
We'll be rolling out our classes at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, Williamsville office, with a free seminar kicking off on April 21st.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Thank you so much, Doctor. And we'll see you all next week. God bless.
Sitting.